I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite the separation of church and state mindset in the United States, a recent survey shows that 1 in 2 American Christians believe religious freedom issues are critical to foreign policy. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's an indication of what religious freedom is becoming and how that might impact evangelistic work.
We really support the Human Rights Declaration of the United Nations, Article 18. Of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which calls for the freedom of people to believe and to change their belief, to convert from one faith to another.
Next, a tropical wave struck southern Mexico, while an active monsoon season keeps the north underwater. To the southeast, the heavy rains temporarily affected 3 of Compassion International's child development centers. Compassion Mexico's team is acting as the hands and feet of Christ by distributing aid. Praise God for protecting all of the Compassion-assisted children and their families during the heavy rains. Please pray for those who have to rebuild their homes and pray that the crops would be unharmed. And the God-man is impacting the lives of children around the world just as it did the life of a little girl in Argentina. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins noticed a little girl who was fully engaged with the life of Christ at the premiere of the Spanish version of the God-man film 2 years ago. 2 weeks ago, he was back in Buenos Aires and he saw the same little girl in church, this time with her mother and her brother.
2 years later, a child's life transformed, her family and church. And it was just something like God gave me a special present for that moment.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.